Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. President Trump announces his re-election campaign with a very controversial opening prayer. That's the headline. David James will come, Bible in hand, to explain.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, one of the things that really bothered me about the president's announcement rally was the opening prayer by Paula White, one of Donald Trump's main spiritual advisors. What can you tell us about who she is and how she fits into President Trump's circle of advisors?
Her relationship with the president goes back to around 2002 when he discovered her by watching her television program, and she believes God told her to show Donald Trump who God is. And now she's the chair of the president's evangelical advisory committee.
Well, what are your thoughts about what she said in her prayer and the fact that she has so much influence in this administration?
Here are a few of the things that she said during her prayer. She said, "I pray for the Spirit of the Lord to rest upon our president and let your favor cause his power to be exalted." So she seemed to refer to Trump as God's anointed, and that's a title that's reserved for the King of Israel and ultimately for Jesus Christ, the one who will establish God's kingdom on the earth. And since White believes it's the church's responsibility to establish God's kingdom, this is not only bad theology, it's dangerous theology that more and more people are believing. Mixing this kind of theology with politics just won't end well. Let every demonic network that has aligned itself against the purpose and the calling of President Trump, let it be broken, let it be torn down in the name of Jesus. I declare President Trump will overcome every strategy from hell and every enemy and will fulfill his calling and destiny. So this also represents White's theology of deliverance, taking authority over Satan. But Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God for a defensive stance. James says we're to humble ourselves before God and the enemy will flee. We secure victory in the name, which is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Jimmy, we just don't have the right, the authority, or the biblical guidance to pray like this. There is no hint of an attitude of "not my will, but your will be done," which is always the way we need to come to the Lord in prayer.
David James with an explanation of the controversial opening prayer of the large campaign rally as President Trump announced his intentions to run for re-election in this coming year. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. We should praise the Lord that Donald Trump has a spiritual advisory board. However, we need people on that board that are theologically correct, in line with what the Bible says, especially on the subject of prayer. In fact, we must be correct on our biblical understanding of prayer as found in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And also, we must remember, we as Christians must pray for those in higher authority. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Please pray for President Trump. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...